From WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Yes, it's about that time once again. Time to get current sports cracking on this November 26th, 2013. I'm your host, Al Martin, extending a heartfelt thank you to all of you out there for allowing current sports to be a part of your Tuesday afternoon. It's certainly a pleasure. Today, we have a special show in store for you all due to the Thanksgiving holiday and it being Tuesday. Yes, our top five Tuesday is the top five things we are most thankful for in the world of sports. Isn't that cute? Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, folks. You got to be thankful. Be thankful for every day you're alive and living. Be thankful for your family and friends. And be thankful for sports. I know I am. And again, our top five Tuesday is the top five things that we are most thankful for in the world of sports. I'm curious. I want to know what your list looks like. What are you the most thankful for? Are you thankful, you know, that the Lions are good, really good this year? Are you, even though they're coming off two losses, I know that. Are you thankful that the Detroit Pistons finally have what it looks like to be a team? Are you whatever you're thankful for? Are you thankful that MSU has a chance at the Rose Bowl? I mean, whatever you're thankful for, give us a call. Pick up that phone. I'm talking to you. All right. Write down this number, 517-355-9527. Again, that number is 517-355-9527. And you know what? Also, in honor of the holidays, the Thanksgiving holiday, of course, is this Thursday. I can already taste the turkey, my mom's turkey, and the hams, and the yams, and the collard greens. Y'all don't know nothing about collard greens, man. I love collard greens, but I cannot wait to this Thursday. I'm going to come back about 10 pounds heavier. But anyway, in honor of, you know, the holidays and giving back and being thankful, we are going to, you know, we're in the giving mood here at Current Sports. We are definitely in the giving mood. If you call us at 517-355-9527 and let us know what you're the most thankful for in the world of sports, you will automatically be entered in a chance to win a lot, okay? This is what it is. You will automatically be entered in a chance to win tickets to this weekend's MSU and Minnesota game at Spartan Stadium. That is the last home football game at Spartan Stadium. You'll be entered to possibly win tickets to that. You will also have a chance, your name will be entered and have a chance to win tickets to go to the One Goal, One Passion Spartan tailgate. Mateen Cleaves will be there. Charlie Bell will be there. Tom Izzo will be there. You'll get to enjoy a fun-filled time hanging out with Mateen, Izzo, just hanging out with them, eating. I mean, just a really good time. You'll win tickets to that, and you'll get to meet those legends. Also, you can get a chance to win possible basketball tickets to this Friday night's, it's actually, I believe it's a 1 o'clock game, tickets to the MSU and Mount St. Mary's men's basketball game this Friday, or you will win tickets to the MSU Princeton hockey game. Yes, that is a lot. So we're talking about what. So let me run it down again. If you call in and tell us what you are the most thankful for in the world of sports, you will automatically be entered in a chance to win one of these things. Tickets to the MSU Minnesota game this Saturday at Spartan Stadium. Tickets to the One Goal, One Passion Spartan tailgate with Mateen Cleaves, Charlie Bell. I mean, it's a lot. Tom Izzo will be there. That tailgate is going to be off the chain. You don't want to miss that. Also, you will be entered in a chance to win tickets to this Friday's MSU Princeton hockey game at Mud Ice Arena, or tickets to the MSU and Mount St. Mary's men's basketball game this Friday. Wow, that is a mouthful. I know. I told you, we are in the giving mood here at Current Sports today, folks. You don't want to miss your chance. Pick up that phone and let us know what you are the most thankful for in the world of sports. 517-355-9527. And while we're taking your calls throughout this entire show on that, let's hop into the show. Here are your current sports headliners on this November 26th, 2013. All right, Mid-Michigan Football Awards, folks. I want to note that new Lathrop football star Amari Coleman is the Associated Press Player of the Year for the Division 7 and 8. Now, this season, Coleman averaged 20.8 yards per carry and amassed 10 rushing touchdowns, along with 5 more receiving touchdowns and a 17-yard average per reception. That's just sick. So Amari wins the AP Player of the Year for he's from New Lathrop High School. As far as a more local feel, Carson City Crystal lineman Brad Osterman and Fowler punter Austin Fieldposh, they were the lone mid-Michigan players on the Division 7 and 8 first team. So congrats to Brad Osterman and Austin Feldposh. Pawama Westphalia's Kyle Nuremberg and Lane Simon and Bath's Dylan Moffitt and Fowler's Austin Cook were also, I want to shout those guys out because they were honorable mention All-State selections. Congrats to Kyle, Lane, Dylan, and Austin. Now, the first team All-State selections include Harbor Beach's Eli Kraft and Ishpeming's Alex Briones at quarterback. Now, I could go on and list the first teams, but, you know, just as far as a local field goes, I want to shout out, again, Carson City Crystal lineman Brad Osterman, Fowler punter Austin Feldposh. They were the lone Mid-Michigan players on the Division 7 and 8 first team. And also want to shout out Pawama Westphalia's Kyle Nuremberg, Lane Simon, and Babs Dylan Moffitt, and Fowler's Austin Cook. They were honorable mention All-State selections. So congrats to those guys. Can't believe the football season is just about over with. Of course, the finals will be taking place at Ford Field throughout this entire Thanksgiving weekend. So you don't want to miss that. Now, of course, as far as, you know, the local teams that made it from our, listening area, want to shout out DeWitt High School. Rob Zimmerman, hats off to you and your club. And also Ithaca. Ithaca, they have the longest winning streak in the nation. Terry Hesbrook, hats off to you and that tremendous squad. And also Travis Smith from Ithaca was named as the high school football player of the year from, in the state of Michigan. So congrats to Travis Smith. He was great all year. Now, Carson City Crystal's Devin Pringle, he won Coach of the Year award as well. So there you have that. All right, Okemos senior Ellie Nichols, she was named Miss Golf for the state of Michigan during a Michigan Golf Coaches Association banquet at the Eagle Eye Golf Club. She is a 3-time Division II individual state champion. Nichols was joined on MICGA's super team by Division IV state champion and Lansing Catholic senior Jacqueline Sedis, as well as Holt senior Prater Herr. Now, Jacqueline, of course, she will be playing golf right here for Stacy Slobotnik-Stoll for the Michigan State Spartan golf team next year. That's great stuff. Now, Nichols won the Division II state championship as an individual at Forest Acres East by 3 shots this season and almost helped lift Okemos to a team championship. The Chiefs took second behind Brigham, Seaholm by 1 shot. Now, she averaged 36.61 strokes per 9 holes. That's just unbelievable right there. And was the co-LSJ Player of the Year along with Jacqueline Sedis. Now, Nichols will play at Oakland University next season. So, congrats to Ellie Nichols, who wins the Miss Golf Award for the state of Michigan. She is something else. All right. Former Michigan State football All-Americans Doran Dibble and Percy Snow and Michigan natives John Smoltz and Jim Bradstatter were among 8, yes, 8 named to the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame this morning. Now, the four will join former Detroit Lions kicker Jason Hansen, former Olympic and World Cup soccer player Alexis Lalas, former Detroit Red Wing captain Nicholas Lidstrom, and Detroit Catholic Central football coach Tom Mack as part of the MSOF's 58th induction class. The class will be enshrined in early 2014. Dibble was an All-American as a defensive end at MSU. As a senior in 1950, he also played receiver for the Spartans and starred at that position while helping Detroit Lions win the NFL championships in 1953 and 1957. How about that? Dude? When it wasn't no Super Bowl, 1953, 1957, it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was called the NFL championships. The Lions winning that. How about that? I had to say that again. All right, Snow. a two-time All-American linebacker at MSU, recently inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and had his name added to the Ring of Fame at Spartan Stadium, if you remember that. Smoltz, of course, a Lansing native and Waverly grad, had 213 wins and 154 saves during a 21-year Major League career spent mostly with the Braves. He was an eight-time All-Star and won the Cy Young Award. Brandstatter, he is an East Lansing native. He is an award-winning broadcaster and has been a long-time radio commentator for Michigan football and the Detroit Lions. So congrats to all of you guys. Again, they will be inducted and enshrined in early next year. So how about that? Good stuff there. All right, new developments in the EMU death of Demarius Reed. Police have arrested two people in the fatal shooting of Eastern Michigan University football player at an off-campus apartment complex. Now, one suspect was arraigned Sunday, and the other was being arraigned Monday in the slaying of Demarius Reed. Demarius Reed, of course, a former EMU football player. University President Susan Martin issued a statement thanking city and campus police investigators for their work in, quote, in identifying suspects in this tragic and senseless crime against a wonderful student and inspiring young man. This is from campus police chief Bob Hedges. He said concerning the arrest, quote, "We have taken the first step in bringing about justice for Demarius Reed, that our community is safer and that justice will be served." So there you have that. Now, Reed was a 20-year-old communications major from Chicago, and played six games this season, catching 15 passes for 185 yards. In high school, he played as a receiver at Chicago Simeon Career Academy. So, two have been arrested, folks. Hopefully, justice is served in that regard. All right, Darqueze Dennard's stellar season is earning him national accolades. In addition to being one of five finalists for the Bronco Narguski Award for the nation's top defensive player, he also has been named a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, given to the nation's best defensive back. Now, Dennard is joined by Florida State's LaMarcus Joyner and Oklahoma State's Justin Gilbert as the three Thorpe finalists. Now, Dennard has recorded four interceptions, seven pass breakups, and 11 passes defended as the Spartans' lockdown corner. And his 47 tackles on the season showcases his ability in run support. Now, Dennard's draft stock is certainly climbing as he allows less than a yard per pass attempt and marks last seen by a guy who went on to have a little NFL success. You know who that is, right? Come on, primetime Deion Sanders. That's right. That's right. He's in Deion's company with his play right now. So that's unbelievable stuff. Congrats to Darqueze Dennard. All right, Pistons and Bucks. A week after Josh Smith saw the Pistons lose two straight to his former team, fellow Detroit newcomer Brandon Jennings got to face his old squad. Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks, who are horrid. Now, luckily for Jennings, things went much better this time around. Spurred by four consecutive Jennings threes in the first quarter at that, the Pistons took control early and coasted to a 113-94 win. Jennings finished with 15 points, 13 assists, yes, that's a double-double, and his early three-pointer set the tone. The Pistons held a 20-point lead after a quarter and led by as many as 34 points before finally easing up in the fourth quarter. Now, while Jennings was certainly excited to play his old team, he didn't view it differently than any other game, saying, "At this point in my career, every game gets me geeked up. I've got a lot of chip on my shoulder right now. So I'm just trying to prove that I can come over here and lead this team to the playoffs." All right, Brandon. Well, I mean, Jennings, that's expiring stuff. Hopefully they make the playoffs. Now, Brandon Knight was also playing last night, of course, in that trade, whom the Pistons traded for Jennings, shot 2-for-7 and finished with almost as many turnovers as points. He has 6 turnovers and 8 points. Jennings definitely got the better of that matchup. So Pistons just completely annihilate the Bucks last night. In sad news, as far as the Bulls are concerned in the NBA, just days after Derrick Rose's medical meniscus tear officially ended his season, the NBA's other sideline superstar received a big leap of faith from his team. That's Kobe Bryant. Yes, I'm talking about Kobe. L.A. Lakers signed the 35-year-old to a two-year, $48.5 million extension, which will make him the league's highest-paid player at the tender ages of 36 and 37. Now, for Bryant, who was working his way back into the lineup after tearing his Achilles tendon at the end of last season, the deal presents an opportunity to finish his career in purple and gold. Jim Buss, who said of Bryant being signed to the team, this was to continue his legacy with the Lakers, our legacy of loyalty to our iconic players. He doesn't have to prove to us one thing. That's Buss of Bryant's recovery from the injury. And of course, Derrick Rose is out for the season with that meniscus tear. Can you believe that? Never thought I'd be saying that. Man, that's just unfortunate news. And I actually chose the Chicago Bulls to go all the way this season, but they certainly aren't doing that with Derrick Rose out. And it was on a freak play, just a change of direction play on a break, and boom, he's out for the season once again. I don't know if Derrick Rose will ever be the same, folks. All right, Monday Night Football, in a battle of the two biggest young quarterbacks in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick and San Francisco 49ers, looked far better and Robert Griffin III and the lowly Washington Redskins. Put in Kirk Cousins, man. Now, the 49ers rode three Kaepernick touchdown passes and a dominating defensive effort to beat the Redskins 27-6 at FedEx Field. Griffin, on the other hand, struggled to move the ball, netting just 127 yards, passing and tossing one interception while being sacked four times. Yes, four times by the 49ers. His performance even prompted 49er Ahmad Brooks to question whether Griffin was fully healthy and ready to play. Quote, he's obviously a man and he makes his own decisions, but I personally don't feel he should be playing right now. Wow, that's coming directly. That's directly from Ahmad Brooks, his teammate. 49er Ahmad Brooks on whether Griffin was fully healthy and ready to play. Interesting comments. He went on to say he's a man, he has the heart of a warrior, and is going to go out there and play regardless of the circumstance. Everybody can see it. Everybody can see it. He shouldn't be playing. Now, the 7-4 49ers are in the hunt for the NFC wild card, while the Redskins are looking at a 3-8 record with no first-round draft pick. Man, all right, Manny Pacquiao, he's got tax problems, folks. Despite returning like a hero from beating Brandon Rios over the weekend, Manny Pacquiao said Tuesday he has no money to keep his promise to help typhoon victims because Philippines revenue authorities have frozen his bank accounts. Yeah, we're talking about Manny Pacquiao here, one of the richest athletes in the world. Now, the Bureau of Internal Revenue says Pacquiao hasn't proved he paid taxes in 08 and 09. It has assessed that Pacquiao, once one of the world's highest paid athletes, still is, though, he owed 2.2 billion Philippine pesos, which in American equivalent is $50 million. $50 million in back taxes as of July. Pacquiao, the wealthiest member of the Philippine Congress, said Tuesday he borrowed more than 1 million pesos, which is about $22,700, to purchase relief supplies before his fight Sunday with Rios in Macau, and will borrow more to keep his word to typhoon victims. So he wants to keep his word, which is very admirable. Now, Pacquiao said he plans to provide aid to more than 10,000 families. Now, Pacquiao said he paid taxes in the U.S. following his victories against Ricky Hatton and Oscar De La Hoya, and that the treaty prevents double taxation. Now, prosecutors dropped a criminal case for alleged unpaid taxes in 2010, but the revenue authorities' tax claims for 08-09 are still pending. So Manny is in tax problems. $50 million in back taxes? Come on, son. Just pay your taxes, brother. Well, those are your current sports headliners on this November 26, 2013. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on any of these topics, do so. Just pick up that phone and dial 517-355-9527. Again, that number is 517-355-9527. If you do, you will automatically be entered in a chance to win tickets. Yes, to this weekend's MSU Minnesota game at Spartan Stadium. Stick with me now, I'm not done. You will also get a chance to attend Mateen Cleaves' One Goal, One Passion tailgate, in which you'll get to powwow with cats like Charlie Bell and Tom Izzo. I could go on and on. It's going to be a lot of people at that tailgate, which also includes tickets to the game, as well as a chance to go to this Friday night's MSU Princeton Boston hockey game or the MSU Mount St. Mary's men's basketball game this Friday. If you want to possibly win tickets to any of that, you got to pick up the phone and you got to call us. 517-355-9527. And not just pick up and call us, but also share what you are the most thankful for in the world of sports. I believe we have a caller right now. John is on line one. How you doing, John? And welcome to Current Sports.
I'm doing well. Two things I'm thankful for that are related is I'm not a Michigan Wolverine fan, and I'm thankful that Brady Hoke's not our coach.
That's a good one. Gotcha. That's clever, John. I like that.
Yeah, man, because I'd be suffering right now if I was a Michigan fan, that's for sure.
Definitely.
The football season is gone.
Right.
They picked to win the Legends Division, and they're what, in fifth place or so?
What's that?
So they were picked to win the division. They're in fifth place.
I believe they are. They're sitting in fifth, I believe, right now. Yep.
Pretty sad season, man, and it's not going to get better this weekend, that's for sure.
Not at all. Well, John, I think that's a pretty good thing to be thankful for, right, as a Spartan fan.
You know, and Urban Meyer in that game, he's going to run up the score if he has a chance because he needs style points for the BCS the voters in the polls, man. So
do you think Ohio State is going to beat Michigan State?
I think Michigan State's going to hang with them, man. I think that Ohio State might be a little bit better, but I think Michigan State could possibly pull that game out. Defense keeps them in all the games, so their offense every week to me has proven that they keep improving. So, and I'm not really sold on Ohio State's defense. I think the Spartans can put up some points on them.
John, give me a score prediction.
That game, I'm going to go with the Spartans 27, Ohio State 24.
There you have it. Hey, thanks a lot. That's a very good thing to be thankful for right there, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, you too, John. Have a good Thanksgiving. All right. Just do what John just did. Just call in and let us know what you are the most thankful for in the world of sports. Yes, in honor of Thanksgiving. We are certainly in the giving mood here at Current Sports. We have a lot of tickets. If you call in, you will automatically enter with a chance to win so many things. MSU basketball, hockey, the One Goal, One Passion, and the MSU Minnesota game. You won't win all of those, but you have a chance to win one of those four, okay? That's going to be our Top 5 Tuesday segment today when Matt and I are going to talk about what we are the most thankful for. We're also going to ask Aaron, too. We got to get Aaron involved more in the show. I'm going to ask Aaron what he's the most thankful for in the world of sports. And right now, while you guys are calling in, shift gears for a second. MSU football, they held their, of course, presser this morning. And there was, you know, with it being Thanksgiving and with MSU basketball also being in action, Tom Izzo actually spoke after head coach Mark D'Antonio after today's presser. Alex Sharg is there grabbing bites from that presser to have for us for tomorrow's Current Sports. But I was there during Mark D'Antonio's comments as he addressed the media and, you know, as they prep for Minnesota. And here's a little bit of what Coach D had to say.
I want to congratulate our football team, first of all, in that respect, and then also congratulate Daquez Denard being named a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, one of three finalists. So very exciting for him, and he'll have an opportunity to go to those functions after. With the Minnesota game, I think you look at what we always talk about, the stakes sort of get higher. You always have to have a cause to play in a game. I believe that firmly. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a cause. To me, this is an opportunity to win 11 football games. It's an opportunity to go 8-0 in the conference. Our senior day at the end of the season in Spartan Stadium, last time to play in Spartan Stadium for our football team, and just as importantly, an opportunity to probably get in the top 10 with a win in the country, which would be something that you strive for at the end of every season, I believe. So those are the opportunities that lie in front of us and the challenges that go along with Minnesota. Minnesota is an outstanding football team, I believe. They have a chance to win 9 games in coming here for their last football game. They have experience. They have toughness. I think Coach Kill has brought that to that football program. Coach Clays has done an outstanding job as the interim head football coach, but I believe everything comes from Coach Kill, the philosophy, the dynamics that are involved in that football team, the people, and then also the way that they do things. They are who they are. There's no question about that. They play hard on defense. They're going to press you on defense. Hagerman, number 99, is a force. I think their secondary is very good. They run very well, tackle well, play man coverage. Linebackers will attack you downhill. They'll pressure the quarterback. On the offensive side of the ball, quarterback's a runner, both of them. So they'll present that possibility. Cobb's a 1,000-yard rusher and is a guy that hasn't started all year, a lot like our guy, and has sort of found his rhythm and has sort of really adapted to the situation, but a very, very tough runner. Offensive line is big, physical. So they're a tough football team. My special teams, you know, they block kicks and come after you. So I think they're a very good football team, and there'll be another challenge for us when they come to Spartan Stadium.
So, yes, that's head coach Mark D'Antonio of the MSU football team. Of course, they clinched the Legends Division this past weekend with that win over Northwestern. They now have their eyes set on beating Minnesota this Saturday at Spartan Stadium, the final home game of the regular season for the MSU football team. It's also Senior Day, and, you know, I can't believe the football season has just flown by like this. But, yes, Ohio State and Michigan State, they will go at it on December 7th. At Lucas Oil Stadium, of course, in Indianapolis for that Big Ten championship game. And today, you know, like I said, I was at the press conference. Today was more of a celebratory mood, but also a mood that realizes that, hey, we still have one more game left, and our ultimate goal is to beat Ohio State. And D'Antonio definitely made that clear. He also talked about the seniors on this squad who have really done one heck of a job at leading this team, even through the fire at the beginning of the season where they were still trying to find a quarterback. But this team has great senior leadership, and D'Antonio definitely harped on that. And, you know, even talked, you know, pinpointed certain seniors, you know, like Max Bulla, also talked about it, you know, players like Blake Treadwell. Of course, Blake Treadwell, not a lot of people know that Blake Treadwell is actually Mark D'Antonio's godson. Yes. And they have a very, very close relationship. The Treadwells and D'Antonio's have a very, very close relationship. And he talked about that and seeing Blake's progression through his time here at Michigan State. So, yeah, the mood today was very celebratory. You know, even D'Antonio was pretty funny at certain moments as well. And Izzo, but you know, before I left out, Izzo actually took the podium, as I said, before that bite started, and you know, addressed, you know, what's going on with his team. And you know, Izzo loves to talk about football, so he definitely talked about the success of the MSU football team. And he's actually taking his entire basketball team to that Big Ten championship game on December 7th at Indy. So that should be a pretty cool moment. All right, well, you know what, we're gonna take a quick break. Again, I'm asking all of you out there to call in 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. If you do, we have a lot of things that you could possibly win, including the One Goal, One Passion Mateen Cleaves tailgate that's taking place before the MSU-Minnesota game. You can also win tickets to the game. Also, MSU basketball is in action this Friday against Mount St. Mary's. You could possibly win tickets to that or the MSU hockey game. So if you call in and just share your thoughts on what you are the most thankful for in the world of sports, it being the Thanksgiving holiday, that's our theme for Top 5 Tuesday today. If you do that and call in and share your thoughts, you could possibly win. 517-355-9527. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about college basketball, MSU and Michigan. Don't go anywhere. Current sports is coming right back. Obviously, it's not 4:06. It's actually 1:30, folks. Just want to clear that up. See, it's just the magic of live radio. The magic of live radio, folks. Welcome back to Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Of course, we're going to shift gears now. At the top of the hour, we talked about MSU football, of course, as they, you know, clinched the Legends Division. They now look towards Minnesota this Saturday. Spartan Stadium, the last home football game. Of course, MSU highly favored in that game. And, you know, Ohio State and MSU, they're going to get it on in the Big Ten championship game on December 7th. And it's my pleasure to announce that Current Sports will be there. That's right. We're taking this show on the road, folks. Current Sports will be in Indy for that Big Ten championship game. MSU and OSU on December 7th. We definitely will have coverage for you on Current Sports TV as well as Current Sports Radio, so you definitely want to tune in after that weekend. We're going to have blowout coverage for you after that one. All right, we have a caller, I believe, on line one. Or we don't. I don't know if we do. Do we, Aaron? No, we don't. We lost her. When you hear that, you know, that's the operator. We definitely lost her. Keep calling in, though, folks. Again, we are in the holiday giving spirit here at Current Sports. If you call in, you could possibly win tickets to hang out with. Come on, wouldn't it be cool to hang out with Mateen Cleaves and Tom Izzo? I mean, that's too cool. And Charlie Bell, the Flintstones would be there. I mean, if you call in, 517-355-9527, you could possibly win tickets to the One Goal, One Passion tailgate with Mateen, as well as tickets to the game, MSU Minnesota game. Also, MSU hockey is in action this Friday. MSU men's basketball is in action this Friday. If you call in, if you want to go, give us a call. We're in the giving spirit here. Your name will automatically be entered to win. All right, folks, it's simple. 517-355-9527. So, also, all right, let's shift some gears now. MSU, something we didn't get to during yesterday's Current Sports, was talk about college basketball. And definitely hats off to the MSU men's basketball team, top-ranked MSU men's basketball team, I should say. They took home the Coaches versus Cancer Championships in BK, Brooklyn, New York, with an 87-76 victory over Oklahoma. They cruised past Virginia Tech, 96-77 in the semis. But Oklahoma, they gave the Spartans all they could handle really, really early in that game. The Sooners, they started out shooting actually 9 of 10 from the field, built a 22-11 lead. That's before the Spartan Storm back and closed the first half on a 34-9 run. Second half is when things just totally shifted the other way, though. Momentum completely shifted. Keith Appling has been incredible. He scored 8 of his 27 points in the final 3 minutes to help seal the win and earn tournament MVP honors. The Spartans, of course, they will be in action this Friday against Mount St. Mary. So, also, as Izzo took the podium, just some things that Izzo believes that his team needs to improve on. Just looking at the transcript here, he says they got to clean up things offensively. He says the biggest negative is figuring out defensive issues. So he wants them to get better on both sides of the ball, but figuring different, switching on pick and rolls, that kind of thing. He wants to clean that up. Izzo says that he thinks his problem is that when we substituted in a weird way, looking at how he brought in players throughout this entire weekend. He said it was too weird for him. He wants to change that. He says that our defense and rebounding haven't quite been up to snuff, and our rotation as MSU's negatives. So, but he does notice how together this team is. He says the chemistry is totally, totally, totally through the roof. And, we'll definitely see how they progress throughout the season. But right now they look very, very well. Matt, how you doing, man? Matt is now in the house to talk about some MSU basketball. And what were your impressions this weekend looking at them?
Well, I think Oklahoma is a good team. And it helped that they started out the game shooting like 9 of 10 to take an early lead. But I liked to see how, Michigan State, as the number one team in the country, they are going to take everyone's best shot. And they took Oklahoma's, and they countered with like a 34-9 run to end the half. And that's what a championship team does. And like Tom Izzo said, they don't quite have the rotation figured out. And that's kind of a hallmark of a Michigan State team in November. They're kind of tinkering with the lineup, trying to find the right mix of guys and when to bring guys in and bring them out. I mean, Kaminsky was out for the first 3 games. Mm-hmm. They got to find a way to work him in. They have a, almost an overflow of talent, and it's tough to find guys the right roles. But I think once those roles are established, the sky is the limit. But one thing is very clear. This is a really, really good basketball team, and Keith Appling is playing like he knows it's his last year, mm-hmm. and he knows he's got to go out with a bang because he is bringing it early.
It's been awesome. Yeah, he's been awesome. I definitely agree with just about everything you said, Matt. And, this team, and that's the thing. When we talk about, starting off a season, a team with this much talent, I mean, it can be a challenge to try to find out which lineup works, who to put in here in certain situations. But this MSU basketball team is certainly That, you know, they have the senior leadership and they had the talent to go with it. Two of the main things I think you need when you talk about college basketball. And it's special to watch right now. It's definitely special to watch. And Tom Izzo recognizes that. And he also talked about fouls in college hoops today, which I'm just breezing through here. He said, quote, "I'm not as mad about how it's being called. They have to call it that way." Izzo said the rule change was to clean up the roughness of the game. Says keyword is impeding process as to how it should be called, which I totally agree with him. When you talk about the hand, you talk about the hand checking rule here. If you're impeding somebody's progress, I've always believed, you know, playing a game of basketball, if you're guarding somebody and a guy tries to go by you, if you use your arm in any way to try to impede their progress and slow them down, that's a foul. That needs to be called without a doubt. And that's what I love about the rule. But then again, what I hate about the rule has to be, I guess, with the post-up play. And I've definitely expressed it on your show where if you're backing somebody down, you can't use an arm bar anymore, and you can't use any arms. You have no arms. It's just all body. You know what I mean? You can use your arms to try and block the shot once it goes up, but you know, and like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how this hand-checking rule develops as the season goes on. And as they start to get somewhat consistent in the way they call it, because right now I believe that it's just a fiasco right now, and we're seeing things called for the littlest thing, and we're seeing things called for the most extreme.
There's no consistency yet, and it's going to be a process to get there. Hopefully, by the time the games really start to mean something, they'll get it all sorted out, because you can't have guys, you know, slapping each other and no call, and then, you know, just all the little ticky tack things you see in the post. There's got to be a level of consistency, and I think they're finding it, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's going to take some time, and we'll see as, you know, the months go by. So I got to ask you, Matt, I mean, if there's anything you're concerned about the most with this team, what would it be? Is it the rotation, or is it what? What is it?
To me, it's rebounding.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the staple of the program, is tough D and rebounding. And right now, they're not rebounding like we've seen in years past. And whether that's a product of, you know, them trying to get down the floor faster and run more fast break stuff, or just the bigs not doing their jobs, guys got to get the board before you can run out and score at the other end. So I think, you know, a rededication, I guess, to cleaning the glass would be the biggest thing I would look for, because there's not a lot of holes in the team.
No, not
but,
a lot.
If you can't rebound the ball and you give teams second chances, it's going to come back to bite you sooner or later. Keith Appling's not going to rescue you every time you get in a close game.
Right. I totally agree. Totally agree with you. Yeah, it's for me, it's got to be, you know, and you talk about rebounding and you talk about post play, it's got to be that that front court. I mean, I think Adrian Payne is going to bring it. He is a man child. And, you know, he's special. He's athletic. He can take you inside. He can take you outside. I can't harp on a weakness of his right now. He's been unbelievable as well. And, you know, like you said, it comes down to rebounding. And historically, if you know, it's been a hallmark of this program, what Izzo prides himself on. Even the guards rebound great. You know, if you look at Izzo's tenure, if you look at guards back in the past, when you had like a Mo Pete I could go on and on.
Charlie Bell,
unbelievable.
One of the best rebounding guards who's come through here.
Unbelievable. You know, he wants his guards, you know, rebounding and getting dirty down there too, and snagging things. And, you know, we'll see how that, you know, progresses throughout the season. And, something funny, because, you know, Matt and I after the Portland game, I believe, we talked about Brandon Dawson and his role on the team. And like I said, I think Brandon is going to have to be Brandon is one of those guys, he's just so freakishly athletic. So athletic, but he doesn't do, as far as offense goes, he plays great defense, I think. As far as offensively, he doesn't do anything that really stands out to you. He's not a great shooter. He doesn't have a plethora of post moves he can throw at you, but he can be a garbage man. He can get those shots. If they come off the rim, Brandon's got to be that guy going after those rebounds and going back for the putbacks. He's got to be that guy, that guy in the post that's really disrupting things and cleaning up the Spartans' mess. And I think BJ can be that guy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think he had an efficient 18 points against Oklahoma. He was like 8 of 10 shooting.
That shocked me.
Yeah, so he's definitely capable of it. Yeah. And, you know, to compare him to a guy down the road, I mean, obviously he's not as big and burly, but if he can be, you know, the Mitch McGarry of this team, because Payne is going to kind of float outside a little bit more than a traditional big man would, because he's got three-point range.
Right.
So if you have somebody who, you know, when a Denzel Valentine drives, when Keith Appling drives, they can just drop it off to him.
Right.
Nobody's going to block that dunk attempt.
No.
He's going to throw it down.
If you try, he's going to get fouled and go to the line shooting free throw.
Exactly.
You
he's going to throw it down with some serious force.
Yeah.
So I think if he can be the guy who can just finish plays at the rim, work on the glass, and play good defense, I mean, he can excel in that role and be one of the better players on the team. I think he's the X factor. I mean, obviously, he's ridiculously athletic.
Crazy
athletic, man.
The
sky is the limit. I mean, he's just scratching the surface right now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how his progression, if he is that garbage type of player as the season goes on, or if he develops, a consistent jump shot or something. It's going to be interesting to see how BJ's game evolves.
He hit a few jumpers against Oklahoma.
He did. He definitely did. His form looks great. He's definitely worked on his shot, without a doubt.
It shows. It's night and day.
It is. So, all right, well, speaking of Mitch McGarry, let's talk about Michigan for a second, Matt. Charlotte, they had one stunning win over number 14 Michigan on Sunday in the final of the Puerto Rico tip-off. Michigan's Mitch McGarry, he actually tied it at 61 on a layup with 9 seconds left, but Charlotte quickly pushed the ball up the floor. Then you had Terrence Williams hitting the game-winning layup with 0.4 seconds left on the clock. Now, the title is Charlotte's second early season tournament win in two seasons. They won the Great Alaska Shootout last year. Are you surprised at this one? Because I certainly am right now, Matt.
Honestly, I was not surprised.
You weren't surprised.
Because they should have lost on Friday to Florida State.
That was a close one, too.
They won in overtime, and it was because Florida State, I don't like saying a team choked, but they gave that game away. I mean, they were running terrible sets the last 2 or 3 minutes. And a lot of that, you got to give Michigan credit because they worked themselves back into the game. But at the same time, this is not Michigan of last year.
No, it's not. That's
you can't
the thing.
Replace
yeah.
the National yeah. Player of the Year, which is why it was so shocking to see them consistently as a top 10 preseason team.
Right.
They are not there yet. Derek Walton, I don't care how highly rated he was, he's not going to walk in and be Trey Burke. Trey Burke made that entire team better.
Yeah.
When you lose the National Player of the Year, you can't just plug a new guy in and keep on chugging. Now, they're going to improve. They're definitely going to improve, and you have to respect that they fought their way back in these games. But at the same time, they're not the team they were last year.
I think all that preseason hype was just simply due to the fact that they made it to the national championship last season. That's a lot of what that preseason hype had to do with. And then when you lose a guy like Trey Burke, who, let's be honest here, Trey Burke did it all for that team last year. He was unbelievable. He made everyone around him better. I mean, you can go back to that buzzer beater. Who was that against? It's
Kansas.
Blanking out. Kansas, the buzzer beater, when he was about 50 feet out. I'm sitting there like, that's not going in. I remember I was anchoring that night for Channel 6. I lost my mind in the sports office. Just went crazy when he hit that shot. He was such a fun kid to watch. And, when you lose a guy like that, who is your quarterback? That's your point guard. That's the position that you must have some consistency at. When you lose a guy like that, National Player of the Year, you're going to take a hit tremendously. And, guys like, I don't know how good, Stauskas can't carry this team by himself. McGarry, I think McGarry's overrated.
Call
me crazy. I don't know. I think he's overrated.
No, you're not crazy. You're right on the money.
Yeah, I think he's totally overrated. Don't get me wrong. He does some things very good, very well for that Michigan basketball team. He can get you some rebounds. He's kind of he's their garbage man.
He is their garbage man. And that's all they needed him to be last year, and that's why he excelled in the tournament.
Right.
It's not hard when you're 6'10 and 250, 260 pounds to catch the ball 2 feet away from the basket and hit a layup or dunk.
Right, exactly.
And that's all he had to do last year because Trey Burke opened everything up.
And now looking at, he's preseason All-American first team, and you're sitting there,
has
to be the man.
What
I have no
joke.
Idea who is.
Oh, my
somebody
gosh.
Was snoring on that one, okay? I don't know what's going
he
on with that.
He started, less than 10 games last year.
Right.
He had a nice run in the tournament. You give him that. But if he's the guy, that teams are going to try and take out of the game, you can't just feed him the ball on the post.
Mm-mm.
He has no post moves.
No.
He's a hustle player.
Right.
He gets those garbage, cleans up the garbage, gets those garbage points.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really run your offense through a guy like that.
No, you can't.
Now they're looking at Stauskas, and I think he's probably the best player on the team.
I love Nick Stauskas, though. I love Air Canada, man. He can shoot the blood out the ball.
And he's a better athlete than people think.
Yeah, he is, because he surprised me in the tournament last year. He can put it on the ground if you need him to. He can put it off the ground. He's got a good first step. I really like him a lot. But the verdict is still out on this team, and they lose to Charlotte. And now it's so crazy because you look at now Michigan's football team not doing so well. Their basketball team loses to Charlotte. They're going to drop in the rankings. Then you look on the contrary, and you got Michigan State, number one in the nation in the game of basketball, number 11 in the nation in the game of football. And you're like, whoa, mama.
Yeah.
The tables have turned.
Can you imagine being a Michigan and Detroit Lions fan last weekend?
Woo. Oh, it's got to be so depressing. And, you know, it's so crazy now because, you know, looking at the Free Press, you know, the very first page, the premier page in the Free Press says, quote, their biggest games of the year. After disastrous losses, Lions and Wolverines face huge matchups against their biggest rivals. Of course, this Thanksgiving, the Lions facing the Packers. And now you got Michigan and Ohio State, which has kind of lost its shine now simply due to the fact that Michigan, I mean, they're not playing for anything huge now, you know?
No. I mean, I feel like, you know, people are worried that there's going to be more Ohio State fans at Michigan Stadium than Michigan fans.
I don't think that's going to happen, but that'd be crazy.
Honestly, though, it might look like it because that red of
Ohio State, it
really does pop.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if those aerial shots, you know, Michigan tries to get him to avoid those from the blimp cam because it might not look great.
Oh, well, there you have it. So, yeah, the two big games. It's going to be a big week. I can't wait to see how everything pans out. All right, when we return to Current Sports, we're going to bring you a very special Top 5 Tuesday, the top five things we are most thankful for in the world of sports. That's right. You don't want to miss it. We are asking you to call in and give us your list. That's right. You know the number, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. If you call in, you will automatically enter in a chance to win a plethora of things. Call in right now. Don't go anywhere. Current Sports is coming right back. Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. Well, we just wrapped up talking about some MSU basketball. Of course, the Michigan State men's basketball team, they won the Coaches versus Cancer Championship over the weekend as they knocked off Oklahoma 87-76. And on the contrary, Michigan, they lose a buzzer-beating win to Charlotte in Puerto Rico. So, and Tom Izzo as well, he talked to the media today after D'Antonio had his weekly presser at 11:30 a.m. this morning. And we'll have all the sound from D'Antonio and Izzo from those pressers tomorrow for you. So you'll get to hear what they had to say as, you know, MSU. They now look towards Minnesota, a game that, like I said, they're very highly favored in that game. And Michigan State men's basketball team, they've taken on Mount St. Mary's at the Breslin Center this Friday. So, all right, Top 5 Tuesday. We have a special one for you in honor of the holidays, in honor of Thanksgiving, which I cannot wait for Thanksgiving. I can taste the turkey right now. We're going to list the top five things we are most thankful for in the world of sports. We got any, like, Christmas music or something, Aaron? No? Oh, yes. Isn't that soothing? Oh, beautiful stuff. Yes, it's the top five. I gotta change up my voice. I can't yell through it. It's the top five. No, it's the top five things we are the most thankful for in the world of sports. Matt, kick us off, brother.
All right, Al. Number five. Gonna go down the road to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
I am thankful for Dave Brandon and Brady Hoke turning the Michigan Wolverine football program into the Dallas Cowboys. Now, hear me out. Both the Cowboys and Michigan have not been truly nationally elite since the mid-90s. Dave Brandon is Jerry Jones. He cares more about spectacle and off-the-field frills than he does on-the-field performance. Look at the Beyoncé halftime show at Notre Dame. Look at the skywriting incident. How many games have they won this year? How many games have they lost in the last month?
That loses its shine right there. Yeah, they're doing
really
all these antics. Yeah,
it really does.
You know, that's a good point because,
Brady Hoke competing with Jason Garrett. Who can look more clueless? Mm-hmm. Brady Hoke's so clueless, he doesn't even know that it's cold outside. He's still wearing a polo out there.
He is.
It's 18 degrees, Brady. Put a jacket on.
I said the same thing when I saw him out there. Like, what are you wearing, man?
I mean, at least this week he had like right. like baseball sleeves. Like,
he's got no hat on. He's going to get sick.
Gosh. All right,
man.
And last but not least, the cherry on top, Devin Gardner is Tony Romo. Alternately brilliant and horrible. You love him, you hate him. He'll turn it over just as quickly as he gets you a brilliant touchdown.
Yeah.
They are turning into the Dallas Cowboys. Big hype every year, and they let you down time and time again.
At first, I thought you were taking a shot at my Cowboys, but no, that's very, very true. I definitely have to agree. That's a very good comparison, right?
Thought a lot about that.
I see that. Oh, yeah. You took notes and everything.
All right, number four, let's go to Dave Dombrowski. Thank you for realizing that Prince Fielder was not worth $214 million. Thank you for being able to unload him to the Texas Rangers.
You stole mine. That was mine, too. That was one of mine, too, yeah.
Thank you for recognizing that re-signing Max Scherzer is probably a better long-term move for the Tigers than keeping that albatross of a contract that Prince Fielder was owed.
I agree with that one. Okay.
So thanks, Dave.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.
Number three, Calvin Johnson. Thank you for making the Lions watchable, even when they lose.
Yes.
You are the most exciting player since Barry Sanders. It's an honor that both of you guys had to play for the Lions, and we get to watch every Sunday. Thank you for being you, Calvin.
Yes.
Because we need you.
We need you, Calvin.
It'd be dark days.
Megatron.
Otherwise. Number two, Coach D'Antonio and the staff for sticking to your guns.
And the staff. You're shouting at, I love
the
that.
Entire staff.
The entire staff. They've been
Terrence
great.
Samuel, looking at you. Pat Narduzzi, looking at you. Dave Warner, Jim Bowman. Great job.
Yeah.
Sticking to your guns. Staying to what you know.
Yeah.
And persevering through the dark days that were the early season. Also, a quick little shout-out to the MSU senior class. They are 39-12 over their career, going for win number 40.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's insane. Hats off to them.
Wow.
Just a golden era of MSU football. Number one, you got to go with, number one around here, as always. It's got to be Tom Izzo. You can pencil him in on my list any year.
Any year, man.
He's got the number one team in the country. He does it the right way. He calls out the Chicago recruiting middlemen after another top prospect goes elsewhere. He's not going to put up with garbage that is ruining college basketball. He's going to call it like he sees it. I love you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. That was great.
That's my top five.
That was a great top five. All right. You know what I'm thankful for, Matt?
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that the Pistons are of some form of relevancy this season. You know, I'm thankful for that win last night over the Bucks. I mean, a 34-point lead at one point, and I'm sitting there. I did about 5 cartwheels last night in the middle of my living room. I almost killed myself doing them, but I did about 5 of them.
They're watchable now.
I'm thankful for Brandon Jennings. Thank you, Brandon Jennings, for coming to the squad and giving us some offense. Thank you, Brandon. I'm thankful for the elevator ride I just had today with George Bly. Me and George Bly, we shared a really nice moment in the elevator. And I said, how about those Pistons? And George said, Al, they looked good. And then he just walked off, and I said, thank you, George, for that.
Did he give you
kind words?
Did he give you a count that baby in the foul?
He didn't. It was chill like this music. It was just like, Al, they looked good, and walked off. He's so cool.
It's possible this music is actually playing in the elevator.
That's true. It's possible this is playing. I'm having flashbacks right now. Yes. I'm thankful, Matt, that our alma mater right now, MSU, could possibly play in the Rose Bowl.
Love it.
I love that, man, because, you know, it's been so long. And you know what? I'm thankful for Earl Robinson, who, you know, is a big mentor of mine when I was in college. And now, you know, Earl's retired. And one of his dreams was to see MSU play in a Rose Bowl, and he wants to go there. We're going to try to get him there. Well, first of all, the MSU has to beat Ohio. I feel as though they got to beat Ohio State for them to get there. But, you know, we're riding high right now. And I'm thankful for Earl Robinson because, you know, Earl, I think you're going to go there this season. You're going to go there this season, Earl. And I'm thankful for that MSU has a chance to go there this season. Something we didn't think was going to... If we could play tapes back at the beginning of this year...
Embarrassing.
Woo! Yeah. Man, embarrassing. You took mine on this one, Matt, but we're on the same page. I'm thankful that the Tigers let go of Prince Fielder. I'm thankful for... You know, Prince is a great guy, don't get me wrong. I love Prince, you know, and he came in... I don't know if you saw the press, he had a fresh haircut and everything. He's a cool guy. But he's not cool in the playoffs.
No. He is. He's cold.
He's cooler
than cool.
Yeah, he's cooler than the other side of the pillow, as I like to say. Thank you, Tigers, for waking up. And lastly, but certainly not least, also the Lions. I'm thankful that the Detroit Lions, even though they've lost these past 2 weeks to subpar teams, the Lions still have a very, very good chance of making some noise in the playoffs. I just want one playoff win, guys. That's all I want. And I'll be happy because we haven't had a playoff win. Dinosaurs were roaming this earth the last time the Lions had a playoff
win. It's not too much to ask, Al.
Not too much to ask. You know what I mean? I'm thankful for the Detroit Lions. And, yeah, that's my list. That's my list.
That's a great list.
Good, pretty good list, right?
That's a great list.
Aaron, you got anything? What do you think? Let's ask Aaron. We got to get Aaron involved. Aaron, what are you most thankful for right now, man?
Well, I think I'm thankful for the everything you pretty much just said. And, I think the Prince Fielder is a great one. I think we're all thankful for that.
Yes.
Spartans, that's obvious. Yeah. Not being a U of M fan. I grew up as one, but
did
oh,
you?
Man.
You know, wow, are your parents
still? It's not
completely
gone yet, but it's almost I'm not a U of M fan almost. That's pretty much it though.
That's a good list, Aaron. Yeah. You know what? And last but not least, I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh.
You guys make this train run, and without you, current sports wouldn't be possible. And you guys are great, and I love you guys.
Al, we love you too.
Love you guys, man. But yeah, that was a great. That was a touching. Touching top five Tuesday.
I'm tearing up over here.
I'm trying to contain myself. We're thankful for all of you out there for calling today too. I mean, we only got what 4 minutes left. Thank you. I believe it was John. I believe called and whoever, everybody who called, who calls in and shares their thoughts here on the show. Thank you. And we want to remind you all. You know, we still got 3 minutes left. You want to call in and let us know what you're most thankful for in the world of sports. If you do, you could possibly win tickets to Mateen's One Goal, One Passion tailgate, which I think would be pretty cool. I mean, you're kicking it with Mateen Cleaves, Charlie Bell, Izzo is going to be there, some other Spartan football players from the past, Duckett, the Duckett brothers will be there too. It's going to be an unbelievable time to possibly win tickets to that, and you get tickets to the MSU Minnesota football game after the tailgate for that. Also, MSU basketball in action this Friday, MSU hockey in action this Friday. If you want to win tickets to that, of course, give us a call. We're actually picking our winners. We will announce them tomorrow. We're going to announce the winners tomorrow. We're definitely in the mood of giving here for this holiday season. So really quick, man, we got about 3 minutes now. Really quick, you know, watching that Monday Night Football game last night, and I'm looking at RG3. If you saw my Facebook or my Twitter, I said RG3 is overrated. I think RG3 is overrated, and he came back way too early. What do you think about that, really quick?
I think he's overrated in his current state. He's not healthy. They rushed him back. Why they would do that is beyond me. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's going to get a little bit darker before the dawn as far as RG3 and the Redskins are concerned. They don't have a first-round draft pick. They're right. Going to give that to the Rams as part of the RG3 deal. So it seems like things are going to get worse before they get better. I think they should probably just sit him for the rest of the year. For a while, I think he was playing just because that division is so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it seems like they're out of it.
They're definitely out of it now. Wait, 3-8?
3-8.
Mm-hmm.
Put in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
put him in. Give him a tryout. Because if he succeeds, then you can trade him and get something for him.
Exactly.
Then you can start building your team back up.
I feel the exact same way, you know. And, you know, looking at him yesterday, it just seemed as though he's, you know, he doesn't have the quickness that he, you know, and speed that he once had. He just looked like a totally different player than last season. And now, you know, you look at this team, they're 3-8 now, and you're just sitting there. They have no chance at the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs this season. It's like, why not just rest him, you know, and see what Kirk has. Throw him in there, because it seems as though every time Kirk has, you know, been thrown into a situation where he has to go out there, you know, if you look at the end of the year when RG3 got hurt, Kirk played great. I thought he was great, you know, and definitely. In Sparty land, of course, we would love to see him because, you know, Kirk was, of course, the quarterback here at MSU and did one fantastic job. And he's definitely got a lot of NFL potential, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the only thing that would be bad is if Kirk gets in there, plays well, and then gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
I would have a really, really hard time stomaching that one.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Really hard time.
Very hard time. Well, we're going to leave you on that note. Wow, great show. Before we leave, special thanks to everyone that contributed to today's episode of Current Sports. Production assistants Alex Sharg and Matt Lucky, engineer Aaron Young, Peter Warf, our station manager here at WKAR. Thanks to all of you out there for tuning in and calling in. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. As always, take care, have one fantastic day, and be easy, people.